Cheer right there right now. Fiorette needs some win, needs some breaks to go his way to make the front row of the final. As we're approaching the 1 minute period, we are now 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark, 1 minute period has begun for the Royce and Kathy Richards, Unlimited 3B. Here is your lane assignments. Sean Fiorette, no doubt. Lane one, Beacon Plumbing. Dave Bilwalk does not necessarily need to lay it to the wood here. Lane two in the Miss Elam. Let's go, Mike Allen. Lane three, Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Jeff Bernard will go to lane four, and FormulaBoats.com presents the Detroit Yacht Club. Brad Luce, we are now exactly 30 seconds until the start.
And this is where those timing marks come up that we were talking about. Remember when they ran slow up there the last couple of days? This is what they were doing it for. Jeff Bernard is going to go way up into the corner and come down on the outside. Inside him is going to be Mike Allen in the other Formula Boat. Lane one, John Fiorette, he can put his hand out the window and touch those buoys. Now Verwalk starts to put the pedal down a little bit. He might be trying to bring Fiorette up a little bit early. This is going to be good. You're going to have a good four-boat start. They're off the pin. Coming out of you, Jeff Hayward. Give it a call.
And we're now 3, 2, 1. Clean start. We're racing. Royce and Kathy Richards in Limited 3B. Verwalk got across the line first in the orange Miss Elam. Fiorette in the must-win situation in lane one in the Beacon Plumbing. Four unlimited hydroplanes fly down to the Belle Isle Bridge turn. Bilwalk was there first, it appears, but Fiorette's got the shorter real estate. Into turn one, they turn left, and Bilwalk's got the lead into Elam. Fiorette back in third, I believe Mike Allen. Mike Allen second. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com, and Fiorette in third, and Beacon Plumbing. Jeff Bernard in fourth. Brad off the exit pin, and the big orange is putting it to it, and we got a deck-to-deck battle for second between Fiorette and Mike Allen.
Yeah, here goes Dave Verwalk again from the center lane. He's moving out on those two guys. The great boat races in the rearview mirror. He's got a red boat on the right side. That would be Mike Allen. He's got a yellow boat on the inside. That would be Jean Fiorette. Fiorette's got to win this heat, but I don't know. They're not going to catch up to Dave Verwalk. And now Fiorette goes into the spray. He went inside
the
apex buoy. He went inside the apex buoy, and he hit the next one. He was trying to hold that line. He got into Verwalk's wash. The water got rough, and he came unhooked and couldn't hold it.
Brad, let's reset your lineup. One complete in the wild and wacky Unlimited 3B. Bilwalk is your leader. Two rooster tails over Mike Allen and Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Jeff Bernard in third, and FormulaBoats.com presents Miss Detroit Yacht Club. Your defending Gold Cup champion, John Fiorette, dead in the water. He has to make those buoys up, and he dislodged one. Your defending Gold Cup champion will not defend this year, unfortunately for John Fiorette. Brad up the back straightaway. Bilwalk now has opened it up. Let's make it 2.5 tails over Mike Allen in second. Jeff Bernard in third. Bilwalk flying toward you.
Yeah, a bit of a parade going on right now. Poor Jean Fiorette. He came into this corner awfully hard. You probably had a better look at it than I did, but it looked like he got in here. He got into some soup. The boat kind of hooked to the left. He went inside the apex buoy. Then he hit the next one, and that's kind of the story. Meanwhile, Dave Bilwalk off the apex buoy, which is gone right now. He's to the exit pin right now, and he's coming down toward you, Jeff Hayler. Not wanting to give up, but still running real strong. Mike Allen, they want to find out what they've got if he can get this thing in the final.
Lap two complete. Dave Bilwalk leads it in the Elstrom family's Miss Elam. Mike Allen in second. Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Mike Allen with that position right now will transfer to the front row of the final. Sean Fiorette, I know he's just going to be so disappointed from Quebec. He just completes his first lap with five to go in fourth in the Beacon Plumbing. Jeff Bernard completes his second lap with three to go in third. And FormulaBoats.com presents the Detroit Yacht Club. And right now, Brad, the situation is your boat's running 1, 2, and 3. Dave Bilwalk, Mike Allen, Jeff Bernard keep everything together. I think they'll transfer to the Gold Cup front row final. Bilwalk halfway up the back chute, walks it from side to side, coming to the Yacht Club.
Yeah, looking real, real solid. And it looked like from here, we talked over the weekend about how important the start was, Jeff Haler. From here, it looked like Fiorette didn't come down to the line with nearly the amount of boat speed that Dave Bilwalk did. And when they got down to the lower corner, Dave had him nailed. Here comes Bilwalk through this upper corner, staying out real wide. I'm sure his crew is telling him there's buoys missing, there's buoys floating. Just stay out wide. Nobody's real close to you. And he's got it clean. He's coming down past you.
Bilwalk three down and two to go. But, Brad, I want to bring up some drama. You never know what will happen in the Gold Cup. Mike Allen three down, two to go in second. And Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com. Jeff Bernard in third, and FormulaBoats.com presents the DYC. Brad, I did some quick math. If Mike Allen would finish third this heat, he would be below Jimmy King in the Chrysler Jeep. If he finishes in that position right now, he'll transfer to the front row of the final. If he does not finish or finish third or below, that might bring the piston boat back in here. But you got to decide it on the track, and he's got to keep that boat running.
Yeah, that's it. We were talking about it a little earlier. We assume a lot here, but you can't in unlimited hydroplane racing. The only thing you can expect is the unexpected. But Dave Bilwalk's got the nice lead as he runs down the backstretch. Mike Allen staying about two and a half rooster tails in the mirrors, running very solid. That's where he wants to stay. He's not going to try and make a move because of what you just said, Jeff Haler. He needs these points. He's going to stay right there and take them. Here comes Dave off what's left of the exit pin. He bounces a little bit, comes out wide, staying nice and clean and coming down to you. He's got a buoy right in the middle of the track that they're all going around. If you look up our way, Jeff Haler.
Bilwalk completes lap number four with one more to go. Here's your key boat to transfer to the final. Mike Allen, the Raging Cajun from Destrehan, Louisiana. In second position, Ted Porter's boat out of Decatur, Indiana. With that finish right there, that boat will transfer to the final. Here's the teammate boat up in turn number two, the youngster from Tacoma, Washington, Jeff Bernard. Got his points back from the flagrant fuel violation back in Unlimited 1B. He'll come down to complete his fourth lap with one more to go. And FormulaBoats.com presents the Miss Detroit Yacht Club. John Theoret keeping everything together. He'll come down to complete his third lap with three to go in fourth in the Beacon Plumbing. So your leader with one half a lap to go, Dave Bilwalk coming your way, Brad in the Miss Elam in front.
Yeah, let's call him through his final lap as he's halfway, more than halfway up the backstretch. He screams by the Detroit Yacht Club, all those great fans over there. He's going to come through the lower corner. There's a buoy floating right out in front of the grandstand. Everybody's been radioed that that's not part of the race course anymore. Dave is going to stay very safe and very wide. He now turns it down and heads your way. He'll pass a buoy on the right-hand side, but that's okay. Call our winner, Jeff Haler.
Checkered flag is out, and here's your winner, the Royce and Kathy Richards, Unlimited 3B. Dave Bilwalk and the Miss Elam makes it to the front row of the final, along with this gentleman from New Orleans, Louisiana, Mike Allen. And Dick Scott Automotive Group presents the FormulaBoats.com, but my tabulations are that second place. Mike Allen will make the front row of the Gold Cup final. Jeff Bernard in third place, and the way today has went, you got to keep them running. You got to keep it together. Final turn, final lap for a third-place boat. Bernard with these 225 points should secure a spot on the front row of the final. Checkered flag is waving. Jeff Bernard gets his 225 points. And FormulaBoats.com presents the Miss DYC, but fans remember, once again, these turbine boats in 3A and 3B, they have to pass tech on fuel flow and the engine monitoring. And Jean Theoret, Brad Lewis, he will come down just to complete his fourth lap. And he has two more to go in fourth in Billy and Jane Shoemaker's Beacon Plumbing. That incident back up in the rooster tail turn, Brad, on lap number one. Bilwalk had a good lead, running off the buoys. Mike Allen was on the outside of Theoret. Mike drove him clean, but now they're giving the white to Theoret. My apologies to the fans along the shoreline. White flag to Theoret with one more to go in fourth. But Theoret did get in that soup, what you called it, Brad. Excellent explanation. And he just unhooked, and the Beacon Plumbing got out of control and missed a buoy and dislodged one. And just a tough breakthrough defending Gold Cup champion.
Yeah, once again, we're not going to have a boat that has won the Gold Cup the previous year be able to run out in the final heat in defense of that crown. So that's too bad. Tough break for them. The string had to end. They tried to come in this year the same way they did last year by not doing well in the earlier preliminaries and letting it all hang out in the last preliminary heat. But it didn't happen this time, not for effort on behalf of Jean Theoret and the Beacon Plumbing Racing Team. But don't worry too much about them. They'll put that team back together, and by the time they get out west, they'll be ready to go. And Jean Theoret's a competitor. But right now, the story is about the boats that Jeff Haler was talking about. The Elstrom Manufacturing U16, Elam Plus. It's about the two formula boats. And we are going to have a final heat coming up here in not too very long this afternoon. And whoever we determine and come up with as the final field, either way, it's going to be a barn burner, Jeff. I'm going to find my way down, find a couple of interviews, and we'll be back when I've got somebody to talk to.
Brad, with my early tabulations, there is some good news for the piston backers. There is some good news for the piston backers. Let's complete this heat right here. Jean Theoret, I know he's just going to be so disappointed. Jean Theoret is such a competitor. That team is so professional. Billy and Jane Shoemaker's the owners. And, you know, you can kind of just feel it inside them, defending Gold Cup champions and not going to have a chance to defend here in 07. And I tell you what, they're tough and tenacious. And I definitely watch out for them in Tri-Cities, Washington. By my early tabulations, of course, the turbine boats have to pass tech after 3A and 3B. Front row of the Gold Cup Final 2007. Miss Elam, 1,200 points. Old Boy Alberto, 925 points. U25 Jarvis Construction, 825 points. U1 Dick Scott Automotive Group presents FormulaBoats.com, 769. U5, FormulaBoats.com presents Miss DYC, 752. The U3, Miss Chrysler Jeep, Jimmy King with 700, looks to be your trailer boat in the Gold Cup Final. Only one trailer boat has ever won an unlimited hydroplane race. Mike Hansen did it in Madison, Indiana's Kellogg's Frosted Flakes in 1993 in San Diego, California. And Jimmy King was the other driver next closest to do it when he was leading the Music City Hydro Fest in Nashville, Tennessee in 2005. Came from the trailer position, took the lead, went dead in the water, 1,000 feet from the finish. Brad Luce, that's setting it up for the Gold Cup Final. Anything can happen. Let's rock on.
Right here, Dave Vilwalk. I just grabbed him real quick. He's not going to be able to come down to the grandstand, so I asked Dave if I could steal him here real fast. He's on the run. Really, all I got to say to this man, it looks like another day at the office. The orange boat hit the line. You're flying, and gee, you had him in the rearview mirror.
Well, the boat's running really good. So, you know, we had to let it all hang out, that heat. And it worked out for us.
And you had Jean pinched on the inside again, kind of where you had him in the earlier heat.
Yep, the inside ain't place to be here most of the time.
Now, what will you guys do? You got about an hour before the final. What are you going to do to this thing? Are you going to change anything?
Well, I'll just take us a half hour just to get situated here, and then we'll just see what we can do.
You happy with it right now?
So far, so good.
I would assume so. Good luck in the final, Dave Vilwalk.
Thanks.
All right, Dave Vilwalk trying to win that first Gold Cup for the Elstrom family. And he's making a heck of a run at it, guys. I'm going to try and where else have I got to go? I got to go down and find, I'm sorry, I'm a little scrambled here. I'm going to get my bearings back about me. I'll go down and try and find Mike Allen. You got Mike Allen squarely in the final heat, correct, Jeff Ayler?
Right now, Brad, he's got 769. I got him fourth best in points, and the Raging Cajun will compete for this Gold Cup Final up on the front.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a different tact on this. He's still down on the dock. I am going to walk down toward the...
Hey, Brad, while you're doing that, I have our boss up here, Operations Director Mark Weber. I better talk to him.
You talk to him. I'm going to go down and find Jean Fioret.
All right, Mark Weber, what a Gold Cup 2007. Sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores. Yesterday, the offshore saved us, but today, everything is running set in stone. This has been great.
I'll tell you what. Tom Bertolini called me last year and said, "Why do you think about doing this?" Chris Morrison, who does all of our hospitality, we just went to every park. Parking is sold out everywhere. If your parking didn't work out right, we'd like to apologize. We are overwhelmed with the success and the amount of people. We would like to thank all the spectators for coming on down, all of our hospitality guests, all the different racers, all different five classes, obviously the ABRA and the Unlimiteds. What a heat we just watched with Jimmy King and Steve David. The offshore boys down there in Henderson Park, and obviously the 5 liters, the super light tunnels, all the vintage, G&Hs. I never imagined it would be this big. It took a lot of 400 volunteers, the Detroit River Regatta Association. On behalf of the board of directors, our president, Tom Bertolini, we want to say a big thank you. This has been unbelievable.
Mark, coming up at 3 o'clock, let's look ahead. Hey, these offshores are going to be out here in this final, and the fans have really taken to them here this weekend. They love this offshore close course racing, and I tell you what, this old hillbilly from Indiana, I like it too.
I'm going to tell you what, we're going to mix it up more next year. Next year's the 100th running of the APBA Gold Cup, and we're trying some things, and we're going to tune this event up, and we're going to crank it up for the 100th.
I tell you what, I think we ought to crank it up for 100th and start activity on Thursday.
You're killing me, Ayler. If that's what it takes, that's what we'll do.
I think we ought to have some T-boats and 2.5 stockers out here on Thursday and get everybody juiced up for the show coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's going to be wild. Again, and I'll tell you what, you and Brad, you guys have done a great job. I think everybody here would agree. You sure make it exciting. We appreciate everything you guys are doing for us.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's not about the announcers. It's about our guests that I've learned from you here today. Our guest is Detroit's racing fans, and the Detroit racing fans are A1 first class. They love boat racing. They love Detroit.
I tell you what, you know, people always talk about things that aren't going right now in Michigan and the city of Detroit, and I mean the Parks and Recs Department, the Police Department, the Fire Department, the Water Board. Mayor Kirkpatrick's office has really stepped up this year so that we could give one A class, first class race, because we're practicing for next year. The air show, we're talking about enhancing the air show next year. My motto's always been an in-your-face race. We hope y'all like it. Make sure you guys come on down. The offshore guys, just so you know, are going to do autographs after the awards presentation. Every class will be at the main stage in the main park, the main grandstand park in Waterworks Park. So afterwards, come on down.
Mark Weber, operations director, thank you. And I know you still got some hours ahead, some busy work. And offshore's coming up at 3:20. We got more super light V tunnels, and let's not forget about the GNHs. They'll be out here as well.
Hey, Jeff Haley.
More racing. Thank you, Mark. Brad, take it away.
No, I want you to ask Mark Weber something for me. Ask him if he's taking a tour in front of the grandstand.
He heard you.
Have you gone down there, Mr. Weber?
It's packed. Everything's packed.
I'm telling you, I wish you could have been there when we were sitting in the car talking to Jimmy King. That place was going wild. He couldn't talk to me. I couldn't talk to him. It was a great scene.
I tell you what, that's because of our fans. We have educated, dedicated fans in this city. And again, we can't thank you enough.
Mark, I'm a Seattle guy. You know that. We think we're pretty good fans, and I've been coming back here a few times, but those fans down there and up along the shore here, they're the best. They are the best. They know what they're talking about. I've talked to so many of them this weekend, and they're having a ball. We all are. This is a great place for a hydroplane race.
Thanks, buddy. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, man. I've got to have John Theoret here, I think, pretty quick. He's up in the trailer. They're having some conversation. I'm sure he wants to debrief a little bit and catch his breath. They're going to be disappointed, but I want to make sure we talk to our defending Gold Cup champion, who unfortunately is not going to have a chance to go out there in the final and defend his cup.
Well, Brad, I appreciate that. And, I'm a fan of all the drivers in the pit area. But, you know, John Theoret, we always knew that he had that extra added touch coming up from the Grand Prix. And we knew it. It was just going to be just a matter of time. And he's got 5 career wins in the sport, rookie year in 2005. And he's going to be disappointed, but I know he'll be a gentleman and come down to speak to you. That's just the type of guy he is, Jean Theoret. He's a gentleman, and he's a hard racer.